Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Well, we've already had some fun. I promised you potluck today, and the computers decided to join us. So they just kind of threw in whatever they wanted to do. And what they wanted to do is, as soon as I came in here to set up for the show, they decided to reboot themselves and throw in some new drivers. So they did. And they did. And they did. And they did. So we were a little late getting started because they wanted to play with their drivers. So sorry about that, guys. But we're here. And we're here with a couple of different people. I kind of invited anybody who wants to talk about this because this is a really, really big issue. We're going to talk about, like nobody ever has discussed this, the shooting in Las Vegas. Nobody really knows why that happened, but we know that a shooting like that can have an effect on anyone who has PTSD. And the people that my show is about is to protect people who have PTSD, to help them get over these things. And there were a lot of people from San Diego, where I live, and from the West Coast, and even people from the East that came to Las Vegas to hear that show, the country music. And so when you hear gunshots, that really brings back flashbacks of what happened in the battles that you came back from. And so that causes a lot of turmoil and stress. And those are the things that I'm asking people to call in. If you experienced that, if you're a healer of that, I'm asking anybody to call in and tell me what you think about the after effects of that shooting. And I know we have Jennifer Nierentz here, and she has worked with veterans that have had PTSD, and I know she has some really effective treatments for that. I think we will have CJ a little later. CJ is a vet, and I know we've had so much fun with the phones. and Jennifer and I are really used to having our technology play with us because we've been at it since like 2007, and we've had a couple of websites destroyed and a few other things go totally bonkers on us. Fortunately, the stuff we do with humans doesn't, you know, blow up, but technology, yeah. So,
yes.
So, Jennifer, how do you help someone who's been through something really wretched cope with that and not have something like a car backfiring trigger something terrible or another shooting?
Right, right. And, you know, the thing, you know this so well, that our memories are kind of tricky things. And when we're working with someone and dealing with the combat trauma, there's more than just the sound. There's the smell, there's the feel, there's the buildup, there's the letdown, there's all of it. It's not just in that one moment. And when you have something like the shooting go on, that's one part of the whole picture. So even if they have had really good results with managing their PTS up to that moment, that single gunshot may do a partial flashback for them where they're kind of going, why am I back in this place when I've been making so much progress?
Yeah.
And so your question originally is, how do you help someone deal with this? And boy, that's such a broad question.
I know.
You know, really, and I'm going to take a slight tangent, but it's only a slight tangent because it really does pull back in here. Looking at all the different modalities that you and I both know and use. And when people come to us looking for relief from these things that have been destroying their lives for so long, they really don't care how we're going to help them. They just really want to know, one, that we can and that we're willing to stand in that space with them. So coming back to your question, how does one do that? It really depends on the individual.
This is true. Because they're so different. I have a friend, you know, and right now everybody's focusing on the post 9/11 people. I have a friend that every year during the Tet time, it's calendar dependent, he boards up his house because he was at the Tet offensive. And
yeah.
there is no trigger other than the calendar.
Right.
So everybody's different.
Right. And I think, you know, with that person, that would be very interesting to do some tapping around the calendar, using that as a focus, the buildup and the letdown, and possibly taking some of the charge off the turning of the calendar pages and the anxiety that builds up as the month gets closer and closer. And you may be able to help. I don't want to use the word desensitize, because that's really not honoring. But it's like taking part of the charge off of where their trigger is.
Tell us about tapping, because this is so interesting. And even the VA, thank the Lord, the VA actually believes in this. Tell us about tapping.
Well, tapping is a shortened way to describe EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. And it is tapping on the energy meridians on specific parts of your upper torso. And what it does is, as a person is thinking about or speaking about the issue, the thing that's got them tied up in knots, by tapping on these spots and saying the words, there is a script, and what I have found to be really, really effective is to use the script as a starting place and allowing people to speak the words that are resonating through their soul as we're revisiting the sore spot for them. And as they tap on the meridian spots, it allows their energy system to straighten out. It no longer gets stuck or stopped or short-circuited on that memory. And go ahead.
It lets the energy out. It was stuck in there. It lets it out. But do you find, because I'm taking a refresher course, and do you find that you're like an onion and these layers keep peeling off and you find, oh my gosh, I had so much more junk under there that
right.
I didn't, it was hidden. And you can go all the way back to when you were a little kid.
Yes, and that's generally where the foundations are constructed that all the other trigger points build on. So that is exactly it. You go back to where it was originally first became a kink in your energy system, and you are able to dismantle the entire house from it. It's astounding. And I'm going to go a little bit woo-woo with you on this one. The amazing thing is that my kids have called me when I've been working on my stuff, and they will feel the ripple effects of it. Call me up and say, Mom, what are you working on? Because everything really shifted.
That's like, cool. Okay.
It is really cool.
That is. I've never had anybody feel when I've tapped on myself, but I've had some of the veterans, and I've just told them when they're really in a crisis, I've just taught them the karate chop, which is really cool and easy. You just take your two hands at the, you know, the pinky side, and you know, tap those two together and say one sentence. And usually they're mad at somebody, so even though I am hopping mad at whoever, I totally love and respect myself, and they tap that and they go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. And you can see their face changes. And if you look at auras, their aura changes. And you can see stuff coming out of them just in that one little procedure.
Yep.
It's so cool, just that one thing. So if you can get them to do all of it. And the neat thing about the tapping, there are lots of modalities that you can use, but this one seems to be the one that military guys will accept the easiest, because it's the more technical one. They'll accept it.
And it's hands-on.
Yeah. But not our hands on them.
It's right. No, no. Right. But see, that's the deal. They've got the power. They are empowered in their healing. It is them. And that's a big piece.
This is true. Because they're healing themselves. This is so cool.
Yep.
Yeah, and they understand it. The engineers and those guys, they really love it, because they think especially the part where you reverse the polarity. You can teach them how to reverse the polarity. Oh my God, the Star Trek fans love that. Well, you know what? Your problem is your polarity is reversed. So let's just take care of that first, and then things will get better. They love that. If you can talk to them in their engineer type terms, then it makes it so much easier for them, because then it's not woo woo.
Right.
It's real energy movement. And they go, oh, okay. It's not like, oh God, she's coming at me with the crystals and the flower scents. Oh my God.
I had an emergency call about 2 weeks ago, and I was asked to come just talk with a friend, a former vet who was going through some real challenging times. And I walked in and said, hey, how you doing? He goes, I'm fine. I said, okay, then why am I here? He goes, well, I guess it's because of blah, blah, blah. I said, well, okay, that's a pretty good reason why I'm here. So do you want to go outside and talk for a minute? And so we went outside, and he took his shoes off and stood in the grass, and we sat and talked for a few minutes and said, okay, so are you feeling like your chest is really tight, like you're having a really hard time breathing? He kind of looks at me sideways. He said, well, yeah. Okay, cool. You see what I'm doing? And I started tapping on my chest bone, right in the center of my chest, and called the thymus thump, and it actually helps release hormones that get your body to relax. And on the woo-woo side, it also helps your heart chakra to relax a little bit and to open up a touch. Well, as we were sitting there talking and tapping and, digging our toes into the ground, he just kind of looked at me and goes, well, that's just weirder than shit. I said, what do you mean by that? And then it all started.
Okay.
All of the things that had been building up to me getting the phone call were able to come out. And it was the coolest thing to be able to participate in and to be able to watch, because it went from a place of up in arms, deep defensive, to being, wow, what did you just teach me?
Wow. How did you get him to go play grounding in the grass? Because that's terrific.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't really give him a choice. Honestly, I said, well, let's go outside and talk. And then I went outside and I took my shoes off and I just stood there in the grass. And he had he could choose to stand on the concrete or on the grass or in the house. He didn't have to come out with me. But what that showed me was that he was really serious and that he really wanted to let go of whatever it was. And so he followed, and he didn't feel threatened. He didn't feel challenged. It was just do whatever feels right for you, but I'm going to stand out here in the grass because it really helps me dissipate a lot of my energy. I was like, oh, okay. And before I knew it, he was standing right next to me. And so I think by leaving the door open for choice on his part, allowed him to decide whether he wanted to, how far into it he wanted to adventure.
That is so cool. I think we should do all therapy sessions in the grass.
I agree, until it gets a little cold, but
Well, see, you could, I know I've said this before, but you could move to San Diego.
I know, hon, I could. But I can't, because Josh is finally, yeah, no, can't.
What?
Live on talk radio, yeah. Well, my son is finally in a school that he's putting down roots, and I'm not willing to pull that up right now.
Darn. Because we have lovely grass here.
I can come visit. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, you're long overdue for a visit. This is true.
Very true.
And besides, we got to get some new crystals, because obviously my new laptop is not responding to your crystals. I have crystals all over the desk, and it still drove me nuts today.
Oh.
And you're gonna love the card. We're getting close to break, but you are gonna love the card that got picked for. You know, every show we do an angel card and a stone, and you're gonna love the card that got picked, because I think the computer is part of the card. It's talking about it's talking about betrayal.
Oh, this will be interesting.
My computer betrayed me. Honest to Pete, I mean, I have so many pieces of equipment around here just in case one fails, and then they all decide to fail at the same time.
Right.
I think there was a way long ago, you're probably too young for this, there was a Twilight Zone show where all the machines decided to rebel against this guy. I don't know if they finally killed him or not, but they were really mean.
I don't know. It reminds me of a tree, though, in a forest where the root systems become intertwined and they communicate from one to another.
Did they kill somebody?
No.
Oh, good.
Well, no. I mean, this isn't a TV show or a science fiction thing. It's a true nature fact. Certain trees end up there. And I know I'm going to get caught here. I cannot think of the particular type of tree, but their root systems intertwine. And so they directly communicate one to another.
Well, they are alive. I mean, that's why you go hug trees. You know, if you go stand up against a tree, it's really cool. If you meditate against a tree, you can feel everything going up. You know, it's like veins and arteries. You can feel it. It's really cool. This tree hugging business is so neat. And now, honest to God, the allopathic doctors are telling people, they're giving prescriptions to go out and get in nature and go hug trees.
Right.
And yep. We're going, duh, we've been telling you that for centuries.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yep.
go hug a tree.
Yeah, come stand out in the grass with me. We're going to go, you know, caress some trees and talk to some flowers. It's amazing how much better you're going to feel.
The problem is, you know that song, You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone?
Yeah.
They're paving everything. We need some grass and some trees to hug if they don't stop it.
You need to come up here, because we've got trees and grass all over the place.
Yeah, lots of rain.
Amen.
Yeah. My poor plants, we got 30 seconds, but my poor yard, I've got all these tropical fruits and things, and when it rains in San Diego, they go, huh, what?
Right.
So we will be back soon, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about fascinating types of treatments you can do for veterans and have fun doing them.
Yes. So
we will be right back with the Angel of Veterans Healing, Jennifer Nierentz.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. Two decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Veterans Healthcare. And we were talking about this last time. And, you know, I said, you know, are there really that many veterans up around Seattle? And you said, yeah, there are a lot of them. I didn't realize that. Where are you getting all these veterans?
I'm actually in Vancouver, which is down at the southern part of the state. We're just right up across the river from Portland, Oregon, which has a huge Veterans Administration hospital.
I did not know that. Do they have a lot of critical care, or is it just kind of you know, more ambulatory kind of?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know the answer.
Ah. See, San Diego, it's really sad because we have the C5 Center, which is the critical care. I don't remember all the C's anymore. I used to. But some of these poor vets come back and, oh, my goodness, they're in just horrific state, and they stay a very long time. Mm. And then, you know, they go on. So we have also the Fisher House that is here so that their families can come and visit them. Mm-hmm. And it's a long road back. So there are just layers and layers and many types of healing. And so the man who's coming on next, I'm telling you, the kid, I have clothes older than this kid, but he wrote a book on lucid dreaming, which is really cool. And I just realized that I pretty much probably used lucid dreaming and didn't know it when I was coming back from being paralyzed. And I think this is a wonderful thing for vets. And I read the book, and I want to get people into this thing. And you said that somebody mentioned it to you. I think it's a great thing for vets because they do have night terrors and horrible nightmares. And yeah, so lucid dreaming, you can program yourself to go into your dreams and do things for yourself to make yourself better. And which is cool for me because I think, you know, if sleeping is like non-productive time, you got to be doing stuff every minute. Well, you know me.
So, I know.
So this is really cool. So if you can program yourself to go in there, like when my husband has nightmares, I just tell him, think of it like TV and just change the channel. It's not working. Not working at all. So this is really cool. I think that's how I got myself back walking because I couldn't. I was paralyzed, so I used to just dream I could walk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of sort of like this lucid dreaming, but you can program yourself to walk, or you can program yourself to do whatever you want, but there's a process to it, and it's really cool because this book is on Amazon, and it's really inexpensive, and it's a cool book.
Neat. Yeah, I don't know that much about it. You did mention night terrors, though, which I find quite fascinating because you can teach, say your partner has night terrors. There's things that you can do to help break the night terror without ever trying to wake him up.
I just rub his head.
Yeah, you know why that's funny because that is actually activating one of the tapping points. One of the meridians on the top of his head.
He loves head rubs. I mean, I stay up all night, and every time he gets upset, I just rub his head.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah. Yep. Very fascinating. It works for kids, too, really well.
That may be why it works for him, because I think when he was little and he was upset, his mommy would hold him and rub his head. I think it just harkens back to that. But,
Cool.
Works very well for him. So whatever works, you know.
Right. Yep. So yeah, because my youngest had night terrors for long. Yeah. Anyway.
So did anything else work besides head rubbing?
Yeah, I did a modified tapping routine on him.
Huh. Well, and you know, I taught Clark tapping, and I don't know if he still uses it, but he did for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was when Josh would be in the middle of a night terror, and the thing that makes the night terror so scary is that when they wake up, they have no waking memory of it. That's one of the differentiations between that and a nightmare, is the night terrors, there's no, they don't remember anything. It's just everybody in the household that's rattled to hell because they remember.
Yeah, it's rather scary and noisy.
It is. But just going in and doing some of the tapping on him and just telling him, it's okay, you're safe, you're home, you're here, I'm here, you're not alone, I love you. And within, it would break the night terror within a couple of minutes. And it only took about 3 weeks for them to be a thing of the past. And that was when he was like 3 or 4, and they've never come back.
Is there a general script for night terrors that would work even for a kid and for a veteran equally, or do you have to make
script? I do. That's a great question. And as I'm reviewing the script in my head, no, I think you would work for both because it's just reassuring them that they're safe. And I would think that for the vets, it would be that piece would be as important as it is for the kid.
Wow. Could you send me that?
Absolutely.
That would be terrific. My vets would love that.
Yeah, I would be happy to. Let me know what kind of response you're getting on it.
You know, I don't know if you know it, but I'm trying to get the public to know it. We did shut down the Sobre Foundation, and I'm now working for a wonderful group called AVCO, which is American Veterans Coalition. You're welcome to join, by the way. And it's a wonderful group. It's a national group. And they even have a little chapter in Mexico because a lot of the vets can't afford San Diego, so they moved to Mexico. And you know what's sad is a lot of them are moving there because of avoidance, and that is part of a PTSD. Yeah, mm-hmm. my office is busy today. PTSD, that's one of the clues, is avoidance. So they're sneaking across the border and trying to hide. So they're living in Mexico, and the national commander, bless his heart, I thought he was going to call in today, he's gotten a chapter for them in Mexico. So,
oh, wow.
And there actually is, and the VA kind of hides it, but there's actually a foreign medical benefits for veterans. And I don't think the veterans know about this. There's a whole lot of stuff you need to know. If you join AVCO, you will learn these benefits and these things that are available for you that nobody knows about. It's really cool. So you need to go to AVCOSD.org and find out all this neat stuff. They're really cool. So I'm still doing my healings at the Veterans Memorial Museum, usually on the second Saturday of the month. I'll announce them when I'm doing them. We just had another one this last Saturday. But I'm doing them for AVCO instead of for the foundation. Mm. They're a lovely group.
Excellent. Well, I've got a tab open. I just went to find them, so I will take a look at them in just a little while.
Yeah, and the national commander, he knows everything there is to know. He's a Veterans Service Officer, and he knows everything there is to know about Veterans Service stuff. I mean, if you had a claim denied, he probably knows why and what the problem is and how to fix it. And he may not be able to help you himself, but he'll sure know somebody that could do something for you. It's amazing. So it's a wonderful, wonderful group. And I think I told you about the water last time.
Yes, you did.
Did I tell about the dog?
Say that again?
Did I tell you about the dog I healed with Reiki in the water?
Yes.
She's
awesome.
She's doing good. That's really cool. So so of all the things you can do, and I found with the guys, we're getting close to break. The guys, it's hard to get veterans to accept stuff. They will accept, they don't accept Reiki as easily because it's too woo-woo for them.
Yep. And it's not active.
Yeah, that's sad because it's very powerful.
Yes.
It really is. And it's hard to get, you know, I have a neighbor and it's so funny because his wife, she owns the dog. I use Reiki on her. I found a lump on her and sent her to the doctor and the doctor found it. Oh, yeah, that's exactly where Sarah found it. I have done so much for her and her dog, and her husband has cancer and he won't let me do a thing for him. And I want to help him. And he doesn't believe in anything. It's so sad.
Yeah.
You know, because he can see all this stuff.
Right.
But nope. And yeah. And he's going to the Navy Hospital here in San Diego. Okay. You know.
Before last break, just going to jump in because you've got my curiosity going. Before break, you talked about pulling a card and it had to do with...
Oh, I can do that before the break, I think. Okay, the stone, you're going to love this, black tourmaline.
Oh, my favorite.
Do you fear betrayal? My computer. Do you feel threatened in some way? Are you surrounded by negative or untrustworthy people? No, just computers.
Right.
Focus your attention on deflecting the negativity. Know that your angels and spirit guides are watching out for you. Mm. And this card was brought to you by the Angel of Protection. And we're talking about this shooting and you know, going out in public places. There are people that won't go out now. So this angel is saying to you, I am safe and sound. I am out of harm's way. All is well. I surround myself with trustworthy people. I am blessed. I am always divinely protected. I am enveloped in a sphere of goodness and well-being. And you can do that. You know, you can surround yourself with a nice shield of white light. You can protect yourself. That's all you can do. You can't not go anywhere, you know, because there's bad guys out there.
Yeah.
And so that's what the Angel of Protection is saying to you. My angel is Archangel Michael, and I wear him every day on my crystal. And I say, yeah, you know, shield me, put white light around me, and then let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, very good. Very fascinating.
And so that's what this show is about. I mean, bad things happen. And we don't know why. Nobody knows why. Plans are what you make while God decides what he's really going to put you through.
Uh-huh.
But if he puts you through it, you know, you will get through it. You know, if he brings you to it, he'll get you through it.
Oh, I like that.
So that's what this show is about. I mean, things happen, and the goodness that came out of that. Ooh, time to go. I'll see you back on the other side of the break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Bill build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, you guys. And you know what? We're here with the nicest human being on earth. And I'm about to do this segment on what makes you see red like Dr. Red. It makes you so mad that you just blow smoke out your ears and turn red. And whatever it is, see, if you have the best rant of the month, you win a wig and you get to be an honorary redhead. Well, first of all, Jennifer is an honorary one anyway because she's like... She's like the first member of the pack, so we don't need to worry about that. But she's also so nice, she can't think of anything to complain about. I mean, darn.
Well, you caught me on a good, you keep catching me on good days. The computer thing, that was about as close as it gets, I think, at this point, because, yeah, I can remember the pain and frustration, and it was so obvious and present in your voice. And yet, when I look at those, it's like, God, what is really going on? What's the story behind this? Not meaning what are you doing, but what is the message behind the computers going wonky? Yeah. Now, granted, it wasn't my computer, so it's easy for me to step back and hold that view.
they are so nuts that I'm writing this book. It's the 40-day challenge to write a bestseller with this lovely man, Sean Kelly. And so we do these Skype meetings, and every meeting I cannot get the cotton pick. And I have two laptops. Well, I have three laptops, but I have these two laptops, and they're brand new, and I can never get them to work, so I end up with a laptop sitting there as a holder for my iPad so that I can use the Skype on the iPad to talk to him, because the laptops hate me.
Oh, it would be a fun exercise to tap on that belief.
Honest to God, and I'm sitting here with the laptop next to the desktop because the desktop hates me worse. The desktop will not let me get on Skype. I don't care what password I give it. It says, no. So my rant is, what the heck, guys? What did I ever do to you? But I don't want a Dr. Red wig because I've got enough of them, besides which I'm already a natural redhead, so fine.
Oh, but that was a good, healthy rant. Good.
Thank you. Now, see, here's the reason that we do these rants, because if you stuff all this stuff, and I know you know Huna and Ho'oponopono and all that good stuff that the Hawaiians do to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. If you stuff all this junk in your body and you don't let it out, you will go nuts. So mm-hmm. The deal is, it's okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. Mm. That's why we do this. So... that's why we do it. And besides which, if you're in the area, I will actually come and stick the wig on you, and you can see good old Tony the Vet wearing his beautiful red wig. It looks adorable with his gray beard and mustache. He's a good sport. I'm not going to come up to Vancouver and plant one on Jennifer. I haven't got the bucks. But, I mean, if you have the best rant, guys, I will mail one to you. So, think about it. Now, next week, we will have Sean Kelly, the adorable. I'm telling you, this guy is, he's single, girls. I will try to get his picture on there. And I don't know how rich this guy is, but I recorded him from his place in Thailand, his little cottage in Thailand. So he's adorable. And so we're going to talk about lucid dreaming. And then he's my mentor for this 40-day challenge. And I got to tell you, you can contribute to the book, because anybody that knows me knows what a nutcake I am. The name of the book is going to be because tears don't melt tumors, but laughter cracks them up. And you can get an idea about that. That was a promise I made in 1988 when I was having my brain tumor taken out. And the nurse said, "Why are you guys having a party?" We were having a party in my room the night before the surgery. I said, "Why not? You know, I'm
going to have
brain surgery." She didn't believe me. And I said, "Go check my chart." And she said, "Why not?" And I said, so she came back. She said, "You really have a brain tumor?" I said, "Yeah, why? Well, you know." I said, "Well, we might as well, because tears don't melt tumors." She said, "Great title for a book." So I promised to write one. I'm only, you know, maybe 27 years too late.
No, not too late. Right on time.
I guess.
It's nobody time ever, for it to come out now.
Nobody ever challenged me before. So anybody that wants to throw in a weird Dr. Redism or an old Dr. Sarahism, be my guest. I have some pretty weird ones to throw in there now, but... needless to say, it's going to be funny.
I look forward to it.
So anybody is welcome to help me write that book and just throw it on my either my regular Sarah Young page or the Dr. Red page, and I would be happy to take your donations.
Cool. Very good.
So that's next week. And then the 31st, we will have my favorite witch, I hope, M.K. Solana, if she survived all those storms back east. Hey, she's a witch. She would have survived. I mean, what can I tell you? She is so cool. So that's the lineup for October.
Very good.
So what do you think? Do you believe in witches?
Oh, yes, I do.
Cool.
Yes, very much so.
She's a good witch.
Right? Okay. There's just so many things that we don't know about, you know. I think to close your mind off to possibilities is not wise.
Well, you know, they also pray to the higher power. So since none of us are going to know till we get there, it's probably all the same higher power.
Yep. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So, well, plan a trip down here.
Yes, ma'am.
I still have one extra bedroom.
So how often are you doing your clinics?
I'm trying for the second Saturday of every month. It kind of depends on when the room is open at the Veterans Memorial Museum.
Okay.
And because they are sweet people. So, I want to thank you for coming, but what last piece of wisdom would you like to leave us with? We got about 3 minutes to do that.
Remember that you're not alone, that there are lots and lots of people out there who have the ability to hold space while you reach out and process whatever is going on that you feel like you can't handle on your own. It's been a really hard lesson for me to learn, but realizing, you know, we really are our strongest when we're holding on to someone else's hand.
Oh, that's cool.
And I kind of throw myself in there because it was kind of the atmosphere that I grew up in where, you know, you're strong, you can handle it. Don't ask for help. Don't, you know, you can handle this. Well, boy, when I reached out and found that hand that was able to hold the space for me while I processed, yes, I was strong enough, but that hand sure made it an awful lot easier. Yeah, it's amazing how powerful that connection is. And you are not, you know, people, you're not alone. It may feel like it in this world, but you really aren't. Dr. Sarah is an amazing person who is connected a million different ways to people who can help out, even if it's simply to hold space while you process. Just don't feel like you're alone. Reach out. That's my biggest piece.
Thank you. And I do make house calls, like phone calls.
Yeah.
So call me anytime or put something on the Dr. Red site. And thank you so much for coming. And we will see you next week to talk about lucid dreaming. And remember, guys, it is okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. We'll see you next week. poor Dr. Red Says.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you, Dr. Sarah.
Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.
Are you in your own driver's seat? Tune in to a program that will get you there based on what others have managed to do through challenges in their lives and how they persevered. Tune in to The Real Deal with Danielle Delaney. On our show, we use real issues and experts to help you reclaim your life. Danielle and her guests are here to steer you in the right direction. Make sure that you are here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's time to harness your power.
Please join Dr. Sarah, a.k.a. Dr. Red, on an amazing journey of love, soul, abundance, compassion, and authenticity. Dr. Red is a well-renowned healer, hypnotherapist, author, and speaker who has overcome personal challenges to emerge stronger than ever before to reach out to you and heal you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. For the most informative and enriching experience filled with unbridled laughter and insights on life, health, culture, and society, tune in to Dr. Red Says, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Do you just seem to be stuck in the same pattern over and over? Sometimes life seems to be about just spinning your wheels. It never has to be that way. Listen for Welcome to the Mosaic Garden with host Christy Ellen, the Mosaic Shaman. Mosaic art is a lot like pieces of our lives. They just need to be put back together, one piece at a time. You deserve to live a happy life. We hope you'll tune in. Welcome to the Mosaic Garden airs live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Empowerment Channel.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated. Hear about success stories and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Are you ready to tackle the rules of business? You may think you're doing everything by the book, following your own best practice beliefs, bringing in endless consultants, only to find that your business is not moving forward. That's where you need to stop and figure out where things are going wrong. Enter Business Rules with host Peter Feinstein. Peter and his guests will break it all down for you to help you and your business succeed. Listen Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Do you feel alone trying to conquer life's challenges? Do you feel that there's sometimes nowhere to turn and nobody really understands? Remember, you are not alone. Every week, host April Joy Ford, who has faced adversity as a constant in her life, helps you rise above life's challenges with your own blueprint meant to discover the powerful you. April's challenges have included childhood sexual abuse, becoming a widow and single parent at 32, and other such curveballs. She'll help you get empowered holistically every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you finding your frequency? It can be described as that space between failure and success. It's the future of digital media. It's finding your voice. It's engaging topics, content, and ideas. Jeff and Ryan discuss the digital media space and all of its aspects. It's about making the mistakes, taking the chances, summoning the intestinal fortitude to step out of your comfort zone, and discovering what you can accomplish when you decide to try, decide to learn, decide that you have something to say, and find your frequency. Live Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.